Back at it on a Thursday in the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Happy to have you along here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Of course, you can drop me a line at stevegruber.com. Now, my next guest is among thousands around the state of Michigan who has been closed down by the governor's lockdown, stay-at-home orders for a number of weeks. As a business owner, you wonder how long you can go, how long you can make it. Many did not. But Tom Mahaney, the owner of Boyne Valley Vineyards, has pulled through. The good news for Northern Michigan, Region 6 and Region 8, which is basically a line from Traverse City over to Alpena, roughly, and all the way north through the UP, open for business this weekend, which means Boyne Valley Vineyards will be open starting tomorrow. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Nice
how you doing,
to
Tom?
Well, I'm a little relieved. I'm feeling sorry for everybody else in the state, but at least there's a sign of hope. And been a nice scramble for 4 days, try to get ready to get the thing open and get everything ready to go.
A mad dash, yeah. So here's the thing. You know, a lot of business owners didn't make it. Restaurants, 20, 25 a day were going out of business in Michigan for the last 8 weeks. Your business, fairly new. You haven't been established very long. You're there on 131 between Walloon and Petoskey there, your vineyard, your tasting room, if you will. So what do you have to do to open? I know you're planning to open tomorrow. Mad scramble because you have to meet some criteria, don't you?
Yes, you know, we've got to keep that distancing and everything else. Fortunately, we've got so much outdoor space that that should help us. So I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand, and people are going to want to come out and get out. But our bar is mobile. I can space the bar out. It's in sections, six-foot sections, so I can space those out. And, you know, it's a big barn, and we've got plenty of space and plenty of outdoor space, so people will be safe. And we, you know, we bought the 55-gallon drum of sanitizer to keep everybody clean.
Do you just make them come through the wading pool on the way into the tasting room?
Step into
the sanitizer, everybody. Lather up. It's time to have a glass of wine. Well, you know, you look around. You look what happened in Wisconsin, of course, when the Supreme Court there said, okay, this is not constitutional. The bars went wild. I think you're right. I mean, and the weather for this weekend, I'm looking at weather 72, 73, 74 degrees, sunshine. You're going to have a big weekend. You just have to, you know, make sure that people don't run into each other or something like that.
Yeah, you know, during the scamdemic, everybody's a little bit concerned about being safe, and we're going to just take the precautions to keep everybody safe. You know, there's people that are going to want to come out, but, you know, we've got to be a bit responsible at the same time. But, you know, the spacing is important. You know, the mask, we're going to let people, if they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. If they don't want to wear a mask, they don't have to wear a mask. So we've got enough outdoor space. We've got three big roll-up doors, so we should be fine.
Yeah, I'm not real bright, Tom. Tom Mahaney here, the owner of Boyne Valley Vineyards. I'm not real bright, but I'm not quite sure how I would navigate a mask and drink a glass of wine.
Well,
you know, I'm not real sharp, but I'm thinking that would be difficult. You know,
yeah,
so
I agree with you, Steven. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, and that's why we're not going to sit there and mandate it.
Right. Mandate. So here's my question to you. Obviously, you're a newer upstart business. You've gotten a lot of accolades there at Boyne Valley Vineyards for different things. And then this, out of nowhere, comes this pandemic and shuts you right down. I mean, there had to be moments when you had sleepless nights when you were nervous because, I mean, you've got overhead, you've built this new building, you've got bottling going on, you're trying to attract new customers. I mean, there had to be a time there where you're like, how long is this going to go on?
Well, you know, that's the biggest problem I have with this whole thing is the lack of rhyme or reason, the picking and choosing of who's going to be successful and who's not. It just has driven me nuts. And, you know, I've got Irish. I get a little bit of Irish temper in me sometimes. And I got to get careful so I don't swear on your radio show. But
I appreciate that.
we've all been listening to the same stuff. And the people should just turn off the news because all you do is people get scared. And that's what I got sick and tired of is everybody just saying that, you know, don't go out, don't do anything, and frankly, get outside. Being outside is good for you, and that we have a vineyard, and it's like, let's get open, let's get people out and spending money, because frankly, the economic consequences are going to be bigger than the pandemic to begin with.
Well, you talk about, because you work in the medical field as well, and you talk about all of these things that have not happened. Cancer screenings are down 90%. So-called non-essential treatments have been stopped altogether. Well, if you need a hip replaced or a knee replaced or colonoscopy or whatever it may be, those things didn't happen. So you got hit twice because your business, as far as working in the medical field, you were considered non-essential, shut down. Boyne Valley Vineyards, the business you've built along with, you know, done all this, shut down. I mean, that creates big problems all the way across the board.
It does. It scares you. You know, it makes you nervous. It makes you scared to even what you're going to do. But you know what you do, Steve? The tough people get up and they keep going. They keep digging. What's amazing to me is the hospitals now are just
devastated
to come back. Well, and the thing is, they're begging for patients to come back. I had one of my hospitals tell me that, you know, they were going to limit this physician doing procedures on Monday last week. Said, okay, we got to kind of open slow because of the fact there's going to be a big surge. Well, by Thursday, they said you can put on as many. He was 250 procedures behind. All of a sudden, he said you can put on as many procedures as you want because they're not getting the surge because people are a little bit nervous about coming back to hospitals, which the precautions there are better than they've ever been, frankly.
Well, exactly. And the problem is, I've talked to cardiologists who had patients die during this pandemic because they were too scared to go to the emergency room. They had chest pains and ignored it and had fatal consequences. Three times the one guy that I know pretty well. Anyhow, the good news for this weekend, though, is that you're ramping back up for those procedures. Boyne Valley Vineyards will be open again. It's between Walloon and Petoskey on 131. Tom and Christy have worked their tail off through this, as have Marianne and Mark and all the people that work for you. Great people. And if you want a first-class experience, I've been there. I've been in the building. It's a first-class place. Gotten architectural awards. It's gotten awards for your work, your wine, your people. So I tip my hat to you, Tom. I'll give you the last word here. Tell people where they find it and what they need to do and why they should join you this holiday weekend.
Well, Instagram and Facebook, which, you know, I despise, but other people like to watch look at that. So that's where you can get a lot of information for us. Our website, BoyneValleyVineyards.com, will have everything updated. We can ship to 40 states now, but we are open every day from 11 till 7. And I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, we're just trying to figure this out. We don't know what the demand is going to be, but we're going to open from 11 to 7 to start with. You know, we're going to have tastings, and we're going to have bottle sales, we're going to have glass sales.
And I'm going to put it on my schedule, too. So there you go. I got to leave it right there. Tom Mahaney, one of the owners of Boyne Valley Vineyards. Tom and Christy have been making it happen, building it from the ground up. I'm glad you guys made it. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Stephen.
There you have it. The No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gruber Show.